Finding my place. My dad wanted to retire and asked me if I would like to take over his manufacturing business. I had been managing it for 5 years and knew it inside and out, but I declined the offer, thinking it was time for me to pursue my interests as a designer. I looked for professional employment for a few months, but the country was in recession and no one was hiring. Rather than be discouraged, I decided that if no one would hire me, I would start my own company. I sold my house and went looking for a suitable place to set up shop. Some friends allowed me and my family to live with them while I searched. I drove around for many days, but could not find what I needed. To make matters worse, our savings was dwindling, and we were overextending our friends' hospitality. I felt as if my options were running out. One day, I gave up my personal agenda and went into a room by myself to be still. My prayer was a humble desire to know where I should go and what I should do to glorify God. After about 5 minutes of this quiet, searching desire, an image of a commercial building appeared in my mind, and I recognized it. I had driven past it only once before, about 5 years earlier. I then heard a powerful thought message that said, "This is yours." I told no one about this vision or about what I was preparing to do. The next day, I drove to the site and found that the building was just as I had remembered it. There was a small cottage on the property that I assumed was occupied by the owner, so I knocked on the door. I was met by a defiant elderly man. When I inquired about the building, he just said no, and then he slammed the door in my face. Immediately the thought came to me that he was just prejudiced about everything. I went back and sat in my car to pray. After a while, the man came out of his house, opened the large overhead door of the building that I was interested in, and sat down to read a book. Now I knew what I needed to do: answer his invitation. I walked over to where he was sitting, pulled up a chair, and sat down beside him. After some initial silence, he opened up and talked a bit. I sat with him for several hours, and at the end of the day I said goodbye and thanked him for a pleasant visit. The next day I returned and sat with him several more hours, and again the following day. I could feel his fears and prejudices against me melting away. At the end of the third day, he told me to come back in a week, and he would have an answer for me. During this time with him, I had learned of his circumstances. He was retired, and his 70-year-old wife was still cleaning houses to make ends meet. They had considered selling the property for some time, but were afraid of moving to an apartment and losing control of their surroundings. When I returned at the appointed time, he said that he was willing to rent the building, but I could see a better plan that would bless everyone, and proceeded to address him with absolute confidence. In a gentle, matter-of-fact way, I told him that I was going to buy the property and informed him of the price. He would hold the mortgage, which would give him a monthly income, and he and his wife would live in the cottage completely free of charge for as long as they wished. When his wife returned from work that day, and I told her of the plan, it brought tears to her eyes. Within 30 days, I owned the property. His wife had retired, and I had a location for my new business. I was in awe of what was accomplished with ease when I listened to the voice within.